Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, and we've got a powerful lineup today, and we're hoping that Lori will be able to join us here momentarily. But in the meantime, we have with us Anne Brienza. I pronounced it correct, right?
Correct.
Okay. Hey, and Anne, before, I'm going to literally just turn the call over to you and to Lori, and I know that's a novel concept for people who are listening, who are longtime listeners, because it's usually Vance pontificating forever and ever and ever, and I'm going to do my best to not do that. But two things just popped into my mind. One was from a conversation I had with my brother yesterday, because we were talking about this subject of, can we call it weight maintenance? And statistically, let me give you just some quick stats right quick, just to level the playing field, and most of us probably are aware of this, but I'm still finding it amazing how few people do, and they realize the magnitude of what it means when we're carrying extra weight, whether it's 10, 20, 100 pounds, and I know that thing seems catastrophic, but there are a lot of folks out there. And people immediately, when I start talking about this subject or when anybody starts talking about this subject, we get emotionally attached to the extra stuff that's on our body that's not supposed to be there. But statistically, here we go. Every pound that we're carrying extra is 4 pounds of pressure on our joints, specifically our ankles, our knees, and our hips. 4 pounds of pressure. So you're carrying an extra 10 pounds, that's not a big deal. You can excuse yourself however you want to. That's 40 pounds of pressure on that knee that you're dealing with that you think, oh, I just need to get it replaced, all right? Every pound that we carry extra is 7 miles of veins and arteries that our little heart, that doesn't get any bigger, that it's forced to pump through. For myself, it was the length of Oregon, the length of the state of Oregon. That was an alarming statistic for me, that almost 300 miles of extra veins and arteries that my heart was being forced to pump. And I remembered this story yesterday when talking to my brother on this subject, because those statistics, but also a phone call, and the short version is, whenever you travel, and we used to do this all the time, you call your credit card companies and you tell them that, hey, I'm going to be in these countries and visiting here, just so if you don't think it's a fraudulent charge, don't shut the card down. And when I did that to one of our credit card companies, I told the guy where we were going. He says, man, it sounds like you're going on a cruise. I just went on one of these with my wife 2 weeks ago. And I thought, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to ask him the question. I said, hey, what cruise line was it? And we were talking about that. And I said, out of curiosity, the average weight gain on a cruise is like 10, 12 pounds per week. Did you or your wife gain any extra weight because you were enjoying it so much? And he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I went to the gym when we got on board, and I weighed myself, and then the very last night we were on board, I snuck back in there, and he said, in 7 days, I put on 21 pounds.
Yeah.
And that was alarming for me, but in a reading this morning, here's what it says in Psalms 127. In vain you get up early and you stay up late eating food earned by hard work. I thought, that's it. That's the American way. In vain we eat and we eat and we eat and we stay up late, we get up early because we've earned it. Why not? Because we've earned it, right? So Anne, you've already been up early this morning and you've been water skiing already.
I have.
What the heck?
We had to go early. My daughter had an appointment there to keep, and so we went at 6:15. It was 62 degrees, and the water was warm now. The water is 71, and we had an awesome time because there was only one fisherman out there, so the water was very flat. For slalom skiing, we really loved that, and so I was able to get out there and rip it up, and now I'm in charge of my 10-month-old for a little while, who decided to sleep in because it was such a cloudy day and is not ready to take naps. So, you know, things don't always go as planned, but the wonderful part is that we have the ability to be flexible, and I mean that sincerely, and thank you, Vance, for being so flexible. I don't know what happened, if Lori got on or not, but...
I am on.
Okay, wonderful.
Great.
Well,
okay.
I'm gonna turn the call over to you ladies, and I know that for longtime listeners, they're gonna go, oh, shocker, that's never happened. Vance, be quiet on this subject. I mean, you know, but let me just say this, and I'm gonna let you ladies talk, okay, and just banter back and forth and share your own journey. I think the main thing that my main goal, if I had a goal for today's conversation, would simply be this: that all of us are on a journey, a wellness journey. I know for me, when I jumped on the scale a few years ago and it said 182, and it was shortly thereafter that I found my original driver's license and from high school. And I looked at the numbers and it says, wow, it says 135, and my height hasn't changed. So 182 is unacceptable at 5'6". And I was in this very room. The room, which is now our guest room, and when I found that driver's license deep in the desk drawer, and that's when I realized I got to do something about it. We did not have the Kenzen Vital Balance back then, and I want to make it very clear up front that this is the tool. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, SlimFast, you name the diet company, and they're all missing the same point. That the Kenzen Vital Balance, which was not developed for weight maintenance or weight loss or weight management, it was developed to impact the brain. And that's what all the diet companies out there continue to miss the mark, is they're not formulating products or food to get the day started with brain food, to turn off the faucet. And Lori, and I know both of you ladies have done that very thing. And Anne, not as grandiose as Lori as far as the amount, but it's, the principle still lies in the same thing, that any unwanted weight, toxicity of our body, being able to get rid of it in a very short amount of time and then also keep it off is vital. And Lori, I want you to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly for both of you. Was it difficult? Was it easy? What are some of the shortcomings, or what are some of the successes? And but Lori, just for the sake, so people understand, for you it was 100 pounds. 100 pounds. So take it away, ladies.
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, I first want to say that it was the decision to do it, which is always the major factor, to actually embrace the program, because I decided that I wasn't happy with the way I was feeling, and all the activity that I do, I continued to do, but I decided that maybe it would be a little easier to get up on that ski or hike the mountain or stay up and play with my older adult children into the wee hours on occasion. And I decided that, I was going to try the program. 11 or 12 years ago, Nikan had come out with KBD, and it was not as organic, or wasn't organic like it is now, and I was successful with the program then, but I had lapsed and had... kind of gone the wrong way with my eating habits and didn't realize it. And so I took a look in the mirror and said, well, maybe I can go for the program again. And the difference is that the organic supplements that accompanied the program were really helpful. And I knew that Nikan has not failed me ever, so I decided to try it. And within 4 months, I was able to shed the almost 18 pounds and eventually 20 pounds that were weighing me down, just bringing me down.
Now,
and
Anne,
that was last year.
That was last year. You're talking 5 pounds a month. And I like numbers. I like to analyze and break it down. For me, it was the same thing, 5 pounds here. And then when I reached that benchmark, I continued going. Lori, what about for you? Give us a time frame and some numbers.
Well, I'm 51, and since I was very, very young, I have gone up and down in weight. I would lose all that I wanted to and then gain more than what I lost. And so as of a day before yesterday, I've lost 104 pounds.
You lost it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I repurposed it. I shed it. I gave it away. I sent it packing. But basically I had tried everyone that you listed, I tried everything. And I was a miserable person. I was smiling on the outside. Yeah, I'm great. No, I was miserable on the inside. And I think one of the things that I had to deal with all my life is shame. You know, everybody has an addiction. And some people, you can tell what their addiction is. And if you're a food addict, as I was, everyone knows. You can't hide that. And so I actually, in 2008, I was about 245 pounds.
And now how tall are you? I didn't ask your weight.
5'8".
You're 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so maybe 5'7" now, whatever. But I actually was miserable. I went up north, and I wanted to go skiing. And my Aunt Ann said, no, you're not healthy enough. She wouldn't let me go water skiing. And then I went up a couple summers ago after I had started on the KVB. Actually, I didn't start until last summer. But I went up 2 summers ago to celebrate my sister Suzanne's 50th birthday. And Ann said, no, you're not healthy enough to ski. I don't want you to ski. And so last summer when the KVB came out, I was like, I'm doing this. And I would have a KVB in the morning, and I would swim 500 yards out into the lake, because I'm a lifeguard. I would swim 500 yards out into the open water and back, and then I would paddle my rescue board 500 yards out and back, and then I would do a brick. I'd go down 10, 13 feet down and grab that brick and put it on my chest and just use my legs to go back to the raft, about 20 yards. And I would have that KVB at about 8:30 in the morning, and I would do that PT every morning because I'm at the fort, Fort Jackson. And that's PT. You have to do that. And I wouldn't be hungry till 12:30, 1 o'clock. And that was really weird for me. But, this product, it was just amazing. And it's the only thing I changed. I had already was already on the water, and I was already on everything else. And I've been trying to lose weight, and it just didn't work. And my body started craving, this is what I know, that this is very different. My body started craving good things, vegetables, fruits, and I was like, and not having the cravings I've always had. Now, once in a while, like last night, I'll have some Oreos. If I feel like having them, I have them. And then I'm over it. And, you know, now it's just an amazing thing. And my life is totally different. I feel like I've got my life back.
Lori, what was the number again? You said your top weight was what?
My top weight was 245, and now weigh 141.
Okay. I just did the numbers. Statistically, and again, I don't want to be the analytical, you know, mathematician. However, if you're not familiar with the numbers for adults, and this is actually for even teenagers today, our ideal weight for a female and a male at 5 foot. Here's the numbers. You may want to write this down if you're listening via recording or via live, whatever. At 5 foot, the baseline for human beings, okay, and we make excuses. Oh, my goodness, do we ever make the excuses. But at 5 foot, it's 100 pounds. Okay? Now, Lori, you said you're 5'8". So for females, every inch thereafter, above 5 foot, you multiply every inch times 5. So your ideal weight, oh, Shazam, Elmo, what do you know, is 140 pounds.
Yeah.
And, and that's probably what you weighed in high school and in your 20s, if you were, or at your ideal, whatever your ideal was. Now, for men, you multiply every inch thereafter times 6. So my original driver's license, 135 at 5'6". Here we go again. Shazam, Elmo. 136 pounds is what I should weigh.
Wow.
It's not rocket science. But again, in our culture, 70% of us as Americans are overweight. We're carrying extra weight. I had McDonald's a few days ago. That's the first, that's the sixth time in almost 16 years. The sixth time. Yes, I keep track. I'm very anal. Ann, let's go right back to you. Lori shared the frustrations of all the other things. Was it frustrating or was there any challenge to you to using the KVB?
Actually, I looked at it as a benefit that I was able to not have to worry about planning meals for myself. Two meals a day were already planned, easily, fast. I thought it was very convenient, affordable. I did not find it a burden because I found that I felt better every time I drank the shake rather than picked up something that wasn't so nutritious or helpful for me, or, you know, I was satisfied by it. So for me, I embraced it, that it was going to be beneficial for me, and I still had the one regular meal. You know, my husband and I would share a dinner, and I just would cut out anything that I really didn't think was nutritious. For instance, like potatoes, I very rarely eat pasta. The carbs that I eat are complex carbs, and I try not to stray from that. And I just found that every time I ate, I felt better. Even with a regular meal. So the meal replacement that I used with the KVB was convenient and nutritious. Now, having it also, the reason I want to bring up another point is that was last year, and I am still doing it this year because it's convenient. For instance, I don't have to plan a meal. And when I have this little one, when I'm in charge of this little one, which I enjoy 2.5 days a week, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. It's there. It's already made for me. I think that the only challenge was possibly a few naysayers that may have said to me, oh, well, I need to chew stuff. And I said, well, with this program, if you really need to chew something, you can have some fruit or vegetables, you know, fruit once a day, or with your shake, you can have a salad at lunch, or you could have a hard-boiled egg if you really need to chew. You know, there is something to be said for the chewing factor, but I really didn't find that was something that I needed. What I needed was something that was going to give me the confidence and the feeling of energy so that I could keep doing at 67 what I had struggling in my 40s, I'd be tired after a couple of ski runs. Well, I'm not. So I find that all the benefits are there.
You know, and I love the fact that both you ladies have shared your age, 67, and you said, Lori, 51, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And whether you're in your late 20s or 67, and you're taking care of a wee one, that's an exhausting job. And as parents, as grandparents, or as even if we're not around children, Anne, I think you said the one that you're in charge of right now is about 20 pounds?
Yes, he's 21 pounds. And
okay.
That's basically what I used to carry on my body.
So I'm not carrying it on my body. I electively pick them up. I think we're getting some background sound. And so it's interesting because I went for a little hike with him in a backpack, and I thought, wow, I used to be this myself. Now I have a loving little person with me that I can always put down. But, you know, when you're carrying an extra 20 pounds on your joints, and like you had mentioned before, it's straining, it's exhausting. And so, you know, it's interesting that I replaced the pounds I shed with a loving little boy that, you know, is maybe someday going to drive me, my boat steam for me.
You know, that's a big thing, and both of you ladies are part of the ICANN program, and the first part of that program states, my ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. How important is it for our thoughts, our feelings, and actions when it comes to weight management? How important is that? Laura, I want you to go first. Laura, you mentioned about if I want an Oreo or if I want something, I can just have it. But the emotional process that goes through the addictive behaviors, did the KBB make it easier?
Yes. Yes, it does. And, you know, thoughts, feelings, and actions. I don't eat because I'm sad anymore. I don't eat because I'm happy. I don't eat because I'm frustrated. I don't eat because I'm angry. I don't eat because of my feelings anymore, which is huge. And before I forget, another huge factor in losing weight is being able to sleep well at night. And, of course, with the intense sleep system, that is just very key. But my thoughts and my feelings and my actions all work together. And the ICANN program is amazing. At some point in time, you have to make that decision. And then at some point in time, you have to believe. You have to believe in yourself that you can do this. Now, that was very easy for me because I had done it so many times. But when I finished losing the weight this time around, there was a point at which I sat down one morning and cried because I knew I would never gain the weight back. I knew that this was the last time around. And that wasn't so long ago that I realized that. And my actions are every day little baby steps. You know, little things, people don't realize little things in your life every day, you can make that curve go upward in a positive way, or you can make that curve go downward in a negative way. And it's those little decisions all along the way. And I appreciate my sister, who was very patient with me, sharing intense over 20 years she shared it with me. She knew the results that could happen. And she knew that I would be a healthy person one day. And she never forgot that, and she never stopped praying for me, but she never stopped just sharing a little bit. And I'm so grateful that I made that decision. And my actions every day, I can choose to do the right thing. I can choose to do the wrong thing. Everybody has those choices. And the KBB is amazing because, yes, it helped me lose weight. And now it helps me maintain my weight. But it helps me even more than that. It helps me to be healthy. I know that that product helps me to be healthy. And all the rest of it is gravy, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, no pun intended.
And
I want you to address the attitude, because I know goal setting is huge. I know it was for me, because I knew what I should weigh. And at almost 50 pounds more, I knew I wasn't going to drop the 50 pounds overnight. And I set little, you know, again, no pun intended, little spoon size, you know, how do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. I set little tiny goals for myself. Okay, I remember the first one. at 182, I thought, oh, that's just way too big. I need to get down to 172. I'm going to get rid of 10 pounds. And once I reached 172, I had to go buy some new pants because the other ones, I'd stretch them out or whatever. But I knew it was a long way to go. And so, but looking at, and this is, I want it before Ann, you answer that question of the emotional thing. Organic pea protein, medium chain triglycerides, and organic moringa, however you want to pronounce it, all three of those ingredients, the first three ingredients on both the chocolate and the vanilla, contribute to the either 19.6 grams of protein or almost 21 grams of protein in this shake. And it's absolutely huge, starting the day with easily digestible protein, because it does change the emotions, it changes the thoughts, it changes everything, because the body now isn't sending signals to the brain saying, hey, I want this, I want that, I want whatever I want. It's sending the signal saying, hey, you gave me what I needed and what I wanted, so I'm not going to throw your emotions out of whack today. And for you, emotionally, was it a struggle, or did it come pretty easy?
Well, when I made the decision, what I also decided was that I would track my progress weekly. And I found that to be very helpful, because it was suggested at the beginning of the program, you know, weigh yourself and measure yourself so that you would be able to see that some weeks you might go down in inches in certain places, and in some weeks you may go down in pounds, and some weeks both. So for me, that little goal setting, using my sheet of paper with my measuring tape and my scale in my own privacy of my own home, not in front of people, because I had tried other programs where you have to get in front of someone and they, you know, and you talk it over. I didn't need that. I knew what I needed to do, but I needed to track my progress, which was huge. And so every week when I saw progress, I'd be very happy. So why not continue the program? It was pretty simple to do that, because I saw progress, because I was following it for my health. And one thing I did do is I went to a local store and I bought a size pants or shorts that never in my life had I worn, even at 12 years old, a size 4 shorts. And I said, I'm getting in those shorts at the end of the summer. And sure enough, I did. Now, I don't really need to be a size 4, because it's more about how I feel, I think, weight-wise. But I got in that, and that was a little goal for me. Very happy being a 6 and an 8. I'm not the size of Suzanne. Some of you have met her. But the other thing I want to mention is that if you are athletic, it is about how you feel, and it's about your measurements, and it's about how strong you are. It's not always the number on the scale that should determine what your fitness level is. So, you know, I feel very strongly about that. And the other thing I want to mention is that it's really nice when people start saying, hey, you look great. You know, what are you doing? Well, there you go. You're the poster child for your own business. And when you can help someone else feel good and, you know, feel healthier and get progress themselves, there's nothing like it. It's better than you doing it yourself. So all of those positives.
And you said a few minutes ago that it's one of the things you mentioned, which I really love about the KBB, is that it's affordable.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that? I mean affordable. Because I look at the price here, and for a customer, the shake, $90, and it says on the canister 30 servings, but we all know that you can get 38 to 40 servings out of it. So that's like $3 a meal.
Yeah. I think with the supplements, if people elect to do that, which I encourage them to, it winds up being about a little over $10 a day. Now, go to the store and try to get a healthy salad, all right, maybe with not even a protein on it, you're going to spend $5 to $6. And there's not even a protein on it. Go out to lunch. I challenge you to try to get lunch under $10. That's a good, healthy, nutritious lunch. Oh, sure, you can go get a Whopper or something like that for maybe $2. I don't even know what they cost, $2. But
is wait, Ann, I have to interrupt you. A Whopper, anything at a fast food restaurant, that's not food. Okay.
Right, make-believe food, fake food. So, to me, it's actually easy. You go to the grocery store, and I'm spending less at the grocery store because, A, I'm not buying processed things, and, B, I have my two meals a day already. So, I just don't find that food. I think that's an excuse if people say, oh, well, I can't afford it. Well, you know, then they're not ready. They're just not ready. You have to be ready. You have to want to do it, and you have to want to eat healthy. I think it's convenient and very affordable.
Well, and I know that, and Laurie, you mentioned several other things that we could go back to in this conversation. But yeah, I love the way that you addressed it, and they're just not ready. If we're still making excuses, what was the phrase? I remember somebody pointing the phrase years ago that when we get bigger, when there's more of us to love, our body and the extra on our body, let's see if we can call it fat, they've become really good friends. And nobody wants to break up a friendship. That's one of the many excuses that we in our culture use. Well, that would be disastrous to break up that friendship. Really? Okay. And I know I'm very harsh on this subject, only because my heart breaks like it did last Sunday on Father's Day when we went to a movie and every single person around us, every single person was not in the body that God created them to be in. And I just sat there and I thought, oh my goodness. And it's not about selling Niken's products to me. It's about my heart breaks because I know the trail that and the path that these folks are on of misery and of frustration and just lacking all the other things. Laurie, let's finish with you if we can for the sake of time. Going back and looking at this journey that you've been on, I think we've addressed so many different things here in our conversation. But feeding the brain what the brain needs is so, so vital because I wasn't around you. I didn't get the privilege of hanging out with you during this process. But how critical was that for you that mental, that capability? And again, protein, especially easily digestible, that's plant-based, really does impact the brain with these medium-chain triglycerides and the moringa and being an organic. Talk about that, and let's finish on that note, that it really is a mind game, and we've got to give the mind what it needs.
It's a game changer. If I didn't say game changer, then I wasn't interviewed, because I always say that, because I had lost and gained so much weight in my life. I knew all the other programs and everything I needed to do. I know dietary things. I'm a food service manager at a middle school, okay? And I know all about food. And I've tried everything. And this was the only thing that worked. And it was because my brain, it's almost like it changed my body. My brain began to change my body and what my body craved and what my body wanted and then it changed my actions. And so instead of me eating because of my feelings, I was eating because my brain said, hey, you need some carrots. You ever crave something? Okay, well, this KVB causes you to start craving the good stuff. It changes the way you do eating, I mean, it just changes how you live. And I know you touched on the cost. Eating the way I used to eat cost me my life. It cost me my family. I had no family time. I had no energy. I didn't love life, and I didn't love to be around anybody. I faked it, and it cost me that. It cost me my health. And if you're not willing to invest in your health and in yourself, you're losing all of that. And anyone who wants to be honest with themselves needs to really think about that. You know what you've lost. You've lost your energy. You've lost time with your mate or family or grandkids or going to do things, or and you've lost your joy. And you cannot put a price tag on that. You just can't. And so my brain started to think differently and caused me to start acting differently. And there again, you always have a choice. And I would be remiss to not say it. For me, you know, I was delivered like a heroin addict from heroin. Okay? Food was my friend. It was my comfort. It was my everything. And the Lord delivered me from that. And He used New Kent and KVD and people around me. It's also the New Kent family. There were people encouraging me. There were other people saying, yeah, you look great. But it was also the people in New Kent, my colleagues, my family, my aunt and my sister. And my aunt, Auntie, you know, when I hit New Hampshire and we go out to Waukegan, you will be taking me skiing this year. Because
you
I am
already.
Healthy. And you're right. Driving the boat. You're driving the boat this time. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm sitting here and how do they say it in Texas? My eyes are starting to sweat. Because you thank you. Thank you to both of you ladies, because well, Lori, you just broke it down for us and what it does cost us. And again, the statistics in just in America alone right now are they're really, really bad. They're really sad. And it's costing us, and it's going to continue to cost us. I don't know what, you know, it is into the billions, just in heart disease alone. And I was shocked in visiting, and we'll finish with this note, in visiting with Dennis Williams. He was a guest in our home this week, and he lost his brother when his brother was 34. 34 years of age. That cost him. Now, it's in the family genes to deal with heart issues, but Dennis is now in his 70s. He's got that same DNA. And yet, because of Nikan, and because of products like the KVB, it's given him, well, over twice the life that his brother was robbed of. So is there a cost factor? Absolutely, there's a cost factor. We either spend it now or we spend it later. A great resource, and I'll finish with this. If you've never listened to it, you've never watched it, it's an audio presentation on YouTube. Type in four words, Roger Drummer Vital Balance. R-O-G-E-R, Roger. Last name, Drummer, D-R-U-M-M-E-R, and the name of the product, Vital Balance. Roger Drummer Vital Balance, the first one that comes up on YouTube is Roger Drummer, The Bitter Truth About Sugar and Simple Vital Solutions. And that presentation, almost, 6 years ago, changed my life forever. It changed our family's life. It changed how we look at food. It changed how we start the day. And I know it's the simple principles there that have changed the lives of hundreds, possibly thousands of people who understand the value of this. So thank you, Lori Jones. Thank you, Ann Brenzia. I'll get it.
Brenzia.
Brenzia.
Good. Thank you, Ben.
You ladies
thank you,
have...
Ben.
you ladies have paved the way, and I know this is going to be an encouragement for people who are listening. And we can share this with our friends via the recording. SaturdayAMLive.com is where this can be found. So please do that. And on the website, you'll see before and after photos of both these gals. And I think that really, really drives the point home that we have a perfect solution here. And again, it's just wonderful. So thank you again, and that's all for now.